95.3 WBCK now presents Coach's Corner, live from Lakeview Ford. For over six decades, this has been your number one source for all local sports information. Coach's Corner is proudly presented by Lakeview Ford, where community matters. Now, here's your host, Bill Broderick.
This is Bill Broderick, sports editor of the Battle Creek Inquirer, in the big chair once again at WBCK for Coach's Corner in downtown Battle Creek at Lakeview Ford on the Motor Mile. For more than six decades, Coach's Corner has been talking to city high school coaches about district week in boys basketball with all the city teams chasing the elusive district championship title. And district tourney action opened on Monday night. In Division One, Harbor Creek was able to play at home and defeated Sturgis 63-64. In the other part of the Division One district, Battle Creek Central went down to Coldwater and earned the upset win 49-46. Penfield opened Division Two district play at Vicksburg with a 61-46 win over Constantine. On Wednesday, local Division I district moved to Gull Lake. There, Lakeview met city rival Harbor Creek in a district semifinal, with the Spartans coming out ahead 56-36. In the other part of that bracket, Battle Creek Central saw its season come to an end with a 56-30 loss to Gull Lake. In Division II, Penfield knocked off defending district champ Marshall 58-56 to keep its season alive. And in Division Four, St. Philip played Climax Scotts for the third time in the last 2 weeks. This time, Climax came out ahead with a 42-28 win to end the Tiger season. That takes us to Friday night, as Lakeview and Penfield were going for district championships. Lakeview won its first district title since 1993 with an 82-57 win over Gull Lake. And despite a sub-500 record on the regular season, Penfield also won a district title with a 75-73 win over Vicksburg. In Division Four, Climax Scotts won an unlikely district title themselves as the 8-17 Panthers beat Marshall Academy 74-46 to advance the regionals. We will be back with our first Coach of the Morning after this break on 95.3 FM WBCK.
Coach's Corner on 95.3 WBCK. Proudly brought to you by Lakeview Ford, where community matters. Here's Coach's Corner.
This is Bill Broderick of the Battle Creek Inquirer, back here on Coach's Corner. We're here with Coach Nate Burns of the Penfield Panthers. How's it going, Coach?
Well, it's great. It's a great morning.
It's a great morning for Penfield. You guys won your district title last night. Exciting night for the boys. Playing down in Vicksburg on the home floor, you guys won a nail-biter 75-73. Won a Division II district championship in advance. Talk about that feeling right off the top here. That has to be a pretty good thing waking up this morning.
Yep. Just super proud of the guys and the way they battled through, you know, the adversity this week, the things they went through all season, just to never give up and to keep bouncing back after, you know, some of the letdowns we've had all season, you know, close games that we let slip away. To see them win and finish the week with two close games where they had to make plays and finish it themselves was really rewarding for them and proud of them for you know, fighting through and never giving up.
Only eight wins in the regular season, but you win three games in a matter of a week when it counts, and that's all that does count, as everyone starts 0-0 to start this week. And you and I talked a little bit about that as we head into that. This is a new opportunity for this young team, and you put that regular season behind you, and that's exactly what the team did. The kids kind of embraced that mindset. Is that right?
They did, yeah. And we really wanted to reinforce as much as we could leading up to this week is that, you know, you put everything else behind you. You learn from the regular season, and it was a very favorable schedule this week. And so we really wanted to try to get that ingrained as much as we could. Belief is a big thing, and hope is a big thing. And so if we knew that heading into the week, if they knew that they were playing for something that was attainable, we felt good about what the week could look like.
Yeah, that started on Monday down at Vicksburg. You guys had a district opener, and like you talked about, it was a winnable game for you. You played a constant team that ended up 4-19, and you came out on fire and won 61-46, and that had to get things going real well for you there. Deshaun Boykins had 20 points and 7 rebounds. Jonathan Lake had 16 points and 8 rebounds. And the idea that you can get off started fast and get some confidence early in the week against a team there and get your feet wet and not have to worry about any opening night district jitters had to feel good for you, and then have the guys execute, that was big. So what happened well for you guys against Constantine?
Yeah, well,
yeah, we're back here. We're back in. We're playing. We're talking about the semifinal, a rematch with Penfield and Marshall. You had split with Marshall during the regular season, and that in itself again gave you guys maybe some confidence going into that game. And like you talked about, confidence is big this time of year. But you had to get it done, and that game kind of went down to the wire. And then you had a chance to get to the district title game with a win. And that's what happened. You guys won 58-56 over Marshall. You led by 15 points with 5 minutes left, and then Marshall kind of came on late. And what had happened a lot during the year is that in those situations, you guys kind of fell short. But you guys focused and persevered, and so what happened a little bit that was a little bit different for you there?
Yeah, I think up four going into the fourth quarter, and we opened up with an 11-0 run in the first 3 minutes. Knew it wasn't over. Marshall kind of picked up their pressure intensity, and then just kind of piece by piece, the last 5 minutes just kind of unraveled a little bit. But getting into overtime, we could see it in the guys' eyes that they were frustrated that they let it kind of slip away, but they still had that opportunity, that chance. To right the ship, and you could see the determination in the eyes leading into the overtime, and they regrouped and were able to execute down the stretch in overtime.
Jonathan Lake had another big game for you, 21 points and 10 rebounds and 5 assists, and you were able to get them in a similar way that you had done earlier in the year, and getting that win and get to the district final game. And moving on, Marshall had come in as district champs. They had some confidence themselves that they can get it done this time of year. But you guys got the big victory. And knowing that you're kind of playing with house money going into Friday night, that had to feel really good for you guys. And what was the mindset going into Friday night, knowing that it was all up to you to try to get this done, and you're playing a Vicksburg team that you had played before and only lost 2 by a point?
Yeah, no, well, we felt good. We felt good with the way we were playing, outside of the little stretch there at the end of the fourth quarter. But we knew playing on Vicksburg's home floor was going to be tough. Vicksburg has been playing well. They've been shooting the ball well. But so will we this week. So we felt good going into last night. We thought of matchups were favorable. And the guys came out and played a great game.
Another game where you were up big in the fourth quarter, or to start the fourth quarter. Another game where the other team kind of came back at you and made things close. But, boy, when it gets on the winning team, I guess your Penfield Panthers have learned a little bit this year, and that really showed in the last few minutes there. You hit some free throws late, and then Vicksburg had a last-second shot that could have won the game that fell short. In the previous matchup between you two, Vicksburg had a last-second shot and knocked it down and then beat you guys. This time, the ball bounced your way, and Penfield celebrating a championship with a 75-73 win, and you're moving on to regionals. In that game, you had a bunch of guys kind of step up right at the right time. Jonathan Lake did it again for you. 21 points, 8 rebounds, and 7 assists. Deshaun Boykin, 16 points and 6 rebounds. Brevin Bailey, 15 points. Winning at crunch time, this is not the kind of thing that you might have saw back in January, but it is what this team is kind of about. You have to be proud of how those guys have kind of come around.
Yeah, for sure. I think, you know, there's no way we win Wednesday or last night, you know, earlier in the season. And so, you know, you don't take those losses for granted. You don't take the wins for granted. You hope you learn from previous mistakes and output, and the guys did. You're excited to see that growth and that process. You don't appreciate some of the struggles during that point, but when you see it come to fruition and see the guys really dig down and play to the ability that we knew was there somewhere. Sometimes it took a little bit longer to get there than maybe we would have hoped. But to see them really dig deep and pull it through, and contributions from everybody. You know, Zach Walling has been kind of dinged up this week, so we've had him coming off the bench, and he's given us a great spurt. Last night came out. Vicksburg has been playing a bunch of zone, and so they came out in the zone last night, and Zach came out off the bench and hit three quick threes right away. You know, the guys are seeing each other, the fluidity of the offense this week was what we had hoped and thought could get there, and we saw it this week.
And you had a little fun afterwards. I was talking to you last night, and you guys came back to your home gym and cut down your own nets, which was a little ceremonial for you there, and had some fun with that and celebrate that win. And that's what you want to do. You want to celebrate your victories this time of year, and that had to be fun for the guys. And now they kind of look ahead, and you're playing Onsted, a 19-5 team in the regional semifinal at Adrian High School on Tuesday. What do you know about Onsted, and have you had a chance to think about them yet?
Yeah, they've been a strong program the last few years. They've had some Division I recruits come through. They've got a Mr. Basketball finalist, Aiden Davis. A big Division I center in the middle. So we'll have our hands full. I haven't really digested them too much. Got some film on them last night, so that'll be this weekend's project. We're going to figure out, how we can attack it. You know, they played Parma on Wednesday in the district semifinal and beat Parma by 2. So we'll kind of see what template Parma put out there and see if that's something that we can replicate. We'll get at it. Yeah, we'll break down film, this weekend, get in the gym tomorrow afternoon, Monday, and take the trip down to Adrian on Tuesday.
Well, the best thing about that whole sentence is that you guys get to get back in the gym again, and that's the bonus this time of year. You get to keep playing. So congrats to Penfield for winning the district title. Thanks a lot, Coach, for coming on down this morning. And we'll be back with our next Coach of the Morning here on WBCK 95.3 FM.
Coach's Corner on WBCK, brought to you by Lakeview Ford, where community matters. Now back to the show.
This is Bill Broderick of the Backroom Choir back here on Coach's Corner. We're back here with our next Coach of the Morning here. We're here with Coach Kimber of the St. Paul Fighting Tigers. Good morning, Coach.
Morning, Bill.
St. Phil played in Division IV district this week. You had a bye in the Monday game, and sometimes that's good, sometimes that's bad, and that had you rolling into a Wednesday game against Climax Scott's team that has already been warmed up during the week. And whether that had anything to do with it or not, Climax Scott's knocked you guys off 42-28, and they advanced, and St. Phil saw its season come to an end, which is a little bit of a surprise. You hadn't taken care of Climax Scotts twice during the last 2 weeks, actually, but playing a team three times in a row, especially in a matter of 14, 15 days, is a challenge. And some of that happened there in that Wednesday night semifinal. Talk us through what kind of happened there and what you kind of see now that you had a couple days to think about it.
Yeah, you know, we've talked about it in the past on the radio that it's very difficult to beat a team three times in a season, especially in that short of a period that we had with Climax. But yeah, it was extremely challenging for our guys to find the bottom of the net. One of those nights where it didn't seem like anything could go right on the offensive end. Our defense held strong. Normally our biggest concern is our defense, not our offense. And so that was quite the turn of the events. And so, yeah, it was just a really, really rough night on the offensive end.
A close game in the first quarter. Climax Scotts outscored St. Phil 11-5 in the second quarter and took a 19-14 lead. But things were still close. Opening the fourth quarter, Climax was only up one. And the final score showed that Climax Scotts kind of pulled away there in the fourth quarter, but I think a lot of that had to do with some late free throws as you guys were trying to stay in the game. In that sense, you guys were playing from behind there and had to kind of do some things that you may not want to do. Miles Shannon, their big guy in the middle, had 18 points and 13 rebounds. You guys saw you were playing some of your best basketball going into that. You had won five straight. You had a really good year at 14 wins. And that fourth quarter had to really be deflating on how that kind of and how the season kind of ended with your aspirations being what they were.
Yeah, definitely deflating. I don't think we started fouling when they were up six or eight with about a minute 20 to go. It was a six minutes left, and they had a kid hit a big three. I don't think I've seen him hit a three on film all year, and so that was actually a shot we were kind of okay with the kid taking. It was just kind of like the same thing. We were okay with letting Miles shoot any type of free throw jumper. It was like, I mean, we had a good contest on it. It was just one of those shots where a kid makes a big shot in a big moment that you didn't expect it, and you know, it wasn't March yet, but I mean, it's definitely March Madness.
Yeah, the way it kind of went there, St. Phil, I mean, did Climax kind of do anything different this time around than you saw the first two times? Because you guys handled them pretty well in the first time. Things were a lot closer in that second game. I was there for that one. And then the inevitable Climax guys took care of you guys this time around. Anything different, or it was more on your side maybe going cold at the very wrong time?
No, they didn't do anything different. I mean, if they did do anything different, it was they didn't really throw. They occasionally will throw their little trap defense they call Wolf at us, but they didn't throw it at us more than once or twice, and it didn't seem to have any effect on us, and so he didn't really throw that at us. It was just, I think it was more of a moment of getting cold at the wrong time, and we battled a little bit early with our big, we'll call him big, Lincoln Diswick. He got in some foul trouble either early. I didn't necessarily, you know, I'm not here to bicker about calls, but I didn't necessarily agree with at least two of his three fouls in the first half. I mean, one to me was a textbook pick and roll, and he gets called on a moving screen for posting the kid up after a roll, and I didn't necessarily like the reasoning I got for the call either, but you know, he had been kind of rolling a hot hand for the last month or two. And so taking him off the court, he's our high-energy guy. That set us back. And then also Nate Rappelje, who's been pretty hot all February, he picked up three fouls in the first half. And so we were kind of playing behind the foul game because we're not as deep. And so that was kind of deflating. But Christian Gauna, who stepped in for both them in the post, he played fantastic until midway through the third. He took an elbow right off the face, and I don't know if you've seen the picture, but Blake Corum after Penn State, he had that whole bloody nose, bloody face thing. I mean, Chris came running over the bench, and I didn't see it initially, but his whole entire face was like blood covered, and so I didn't like the fact that after seeing it on film, there was a no call on a blatant elbow to the face, but it is what it is.
This gesture kind of set up well for you as you looked at it on the paper as you began there. You had played every team basically in the district, and you had beaten every team in the district. We've talked before how you guys do have a young team coming in, and it's a process for the Sandfield Tigers, and possibly, you know, district titles and championships are going to come for this team, but maybe it's going to be a year later. But you had the chance to win it this year with the setup with a young team. Did that kind of seep into their minds and maybe have some effect to that, I think?
I think possibly. I mean, yeah, I think it did a lot. I mean, we had a great crowd. I don't think I've coached in front of a St. Phil crowd that big in my coaching career yet. So I mean, the crowd was great. Maybe the moment got a little too big for them, and so maybe they were shooting with some adrenaline. I know there was a couple layups early that looked to be fairly easy in the regular season, but it just kind of looked like adrenaline shot puts when they put them up on the backboard, and so maybe the youth got to their nerves, and you know, I mean, it sucks losing the way we did, but I'm hoping the kids will learn from it and grow from it. And I mean, it's always great for them to get that experience, especially being a young group. I mean, it sucks too because I thought the best two teams were us and Climax in the district, and so having to play in the semifinal versus playing the final also stunk for us to have, you know, our most difficult game of the district come first. And so where Climax had to play Monday night, and so they got a little bit, they got their legs underneath them, and they got to play through some 32 minutes of nerves, and so they were kind of a little bit more comfortable in the situation. They did a great job of taking care of the ball too, which the previous two times we played them, we were able to force some turnovers for easy baskets, and this time around they cleaned up their turnovers on that end.
Well, this is a young team, and we'll talk about all the highs that they did have and then what the future holds for them when we meet one last time next week in their final Coach's Corner show of the year. We'll talk about that a little bit more next week, Coach, and we'll get back at it next week and break down the whole season. Thanks a lot for coming.
Thanks, Bill.
We're back with our next Coach of the Morning here on WBCK 95.3 FM.
Coach's Corner on 95.3 WBCK. Proudly brought to you by Lakeview Ford, where community matters. Here's Coach's Corner.
This is Bill Broderick, Backroom Choir, back here on Coach's Corner. We're here with our next coach of the morning, Coach Matt Bowling of the Harper Creek Beavers. Good morning, Coach.
Morning, Bill.
It's district time, and Harper Creek opened up district play on a Monday, and you got on your home floor because they had home sites in the first round of the Division One district that's hosted by Gull Lake. That turned out to be a good thing for you. You played Sturgis, a team you handled during the regular season, and the fact that you could get going on your home floor and get the first game jitters out of the way early, it had to be big, and you came up with a 63-44 win. But there's still some of that jitters early, and I guess getting those taken care of on your home floor in the first round is good, especially when it comes with a win. Is that right?
That's absolutely right. We kind of assumed that we would have some of those, and it was nice to have those at home for your first time out. Didn't have our best half due to those jitters, but we responded and recovered in the locker room at halftime and talked kind of those jitters out and got them over and had a good third quarter that pushed us through and gave us some momentum to the fourth to finish the job. So I was pleased with that second half.
Yeah, Sturgis came into the game at 4-17 team. You guys had beaten them 61-36 in January, but they were up 10 in the second quarter, 21-11. No panic, I guess. Even though you have a little bit of a young team, there's no panic there. And what did you see in the eyes of your guys that made you so you really weren't worried too much at that point?
Well, I mean, there was no panic because they don't shoot the ball consistently very well. To have them do that for four quarters, we thought you know, that probably wouldn't last. But at the same time, our defensive effort wasn't as strong as what we've seen in the past. So, I mean, I thought we could adjust and just kind of take a deep breath and we could get through where we were and just pick it up a little bit. And both those things came true. We picked our defensive effort up, and they weren't able to stay with the consistency that they normally that they had early against us to hop up and get the lead.
You had climbed within 22-19 by halftime, and that had to give you a little bit of momentum going. And then, as has happened several times this year, had a pretty good third quarter, and one of your guys gets hot at the right time, and that's kind of what you kind of depended on a little bit this year, and then going with the hot hand, and that's worked well for you. And this time it was a junior, Braden Best. The hoop looked awful big to him for a little while there, and he had 13 of the Harper Creek's 15 points at one point. And it went from being down 3 to going up by 10 with half a minute left in the quarter. When you see any of your players get hot like that, or especially Braden Best, who works so much off of emotion, you just want to keep feeding the ball and keep rolling that. And that's kind of what you guys did, is that right?
Yeah, Braden's a tough, hard-nosed kid. He didn't play scared at all that game, and then he was the one who kind of carried us through and then had a great third quarter. But he definitely had it going in the third, and we found him and gave us some momentum. And like I said, he kind of can be our emotional leader when things get rolling. Or if things are poor, he's the one who can tough it out and pull us through it and lead us through that too. So it was good to see him step up and have that great third quarter.
He had a career high 27 points in that game, including 13 points in that third quarter. Traquan Cotton had 13 points for you. Braxton Liss had 8. And then you were rolling through the district semifinal with your 7th win in a row, with Harper Creek playing great basketball at the right time. Put you into the district semifinals against a Lakeview team that you saw earlier in the year, and you had to go down to Gull Lake to play them. A team that you struggled against, Lakeview, in the Chuck Turner Classic. But you came out with a different mindset, and you played well in the first half. Fell a little short and lost 56-36 in the end. But this game was a lot closer early, and then you guys were playing well, and you had to like how you saw what you saw early, right?
Yeah, the first game of districts is always the toughest, and I always thought where we saw the bracket come out that was an advantage for us to play on Monday heading into Wednesday. And that if we could have a good first half, that would make the pressure on Lakeview even a little harder. We left some opportunities out there that if we were going to win in the first half, that we just didn't cash in. And it was 24-24 at the half. And, you know, we just kind of thought we wore down. We played a lot of basketball, and our bench got a little shorter due to some injuries. And the fact that Lakeview's bigger and physically stronger than in certain positions. I mean, our kids battled their butts off. Had a great effort. Can't fault effort. But, you know, Lakeview made a little run, made an adjustment with putting LeBron at the high post. We struggled with that a little bit, and they kind of played through him, which was a good adjustment. Steve did a good job with that. And they got the lead, and we struggled offensively from that point too. And, you know, when you kind of struggle, it kind of becomes mental as well. And they just wore us out and got us in the end. So they had a great second half. Credit to them. Credit to Steve. Congratulations on winning the district. But I'm really proud of our kids and how they battled. And the second half of the year, and even that game was indicative of our effort. Except we were a little shorthanded, and the kids still battled and had a great half, and they believed. So that was a big part of it as well.
Yeah, it was still 31-31 in the third quarter with a chance to go to take some momentum on your own side. But Lakeview did that with a little 12-0 run there. And then eventually, as they kind of rode that momentum, they outscored you 32-12 in the second half to come away with that win. Davion Roy had 13 points for you. Braden Best had 10. And then the season ends, and as it does for everyone, with a loss. But the way you played late in the year with a 7-game winning streak and playing tough against a really good Lakeview team that your city rival, they had to leave once you had a little time to think about it, leave you with a little
Had a very good year. We're going to miss them down the road, and I just like to thank them for everything they gave us this year.
And we'll talk more about that next week as we meet one last time next week as we wrap up the season for everybody and do our thank yous to everyone that kind of helps put these basketball programs together and keeps things rolling and makes the job of the coach a little bit easier. And we'll do that again next week. Thanks for coming down here, Coach, today, and congrats on a good season.
Sounds good. Thank you, Bill.
We'll be back with our next Coach of the Morning here on WBCK 95.3 FM.
Coach's Corner on WBCK, brought to you by Lakeview Ford, where community matters. Now back to the show.
This is Bill Broderick back with Coach's Corner here with our next Coach of the Morning, Coach Steve Wickman of Lakeview Spartans. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning, Bill.
It's pretty good, Coach. Pretty good morning for the Lakeview Spartans and yourself. Lakeview made history last night, won its first district title since 1993. It's also your first district title since being at Lakeview. Well, you've had a little time to think about that overnight and a little time to celebrate. How's it feel this morning?
Well, when you say pretty good morning, Bill, I mean, I think you're kind of underselling, but it's a great morning.
It was a great morning. So I brought the donuts down this morning, so you guys can celebrate.
I might even have a donut today. It feels great, man. I mean, it was, it's obviously been a long time coming, and as I told the guys last night, we've been in multiple, you know, Friday night championship games and haven't ever been able to get it done since I've been, you know, at the helm. And I'm just really happy for our guys and the effort and attitude and the willingness to adjust and listen and, you know, just pretty special team, pretty special group of kids.
And a lot of fun to be able to celebrate last night. And like you said, it's been a lot of districts where you haven't been able to. But you guys saw that this district, there was an opportunity to get this done. But to getting it, talking about it and doing it is a two different things, but this team seemed to be driven to make this happen, and they talked a little bit last night about trying to maybe make it happen for you also. So they were playing for something last night, and you could probably see that they were playing with a lot of emotional and intensity last night, and getting that district title seemed to be important to them too.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you know, we talked an awful lot about leaving your mark on the program and having an opportunity and a chance to, you know, I know there's a lot of schools that win a lot of districts all the time, and Lakeview's not one of them. And to have a trophy in the trophy case with your name on it, that, you know, and your team's year and all that stuff that will be there forever, and try to make that, you know, kind of a calling card for them to really buy in and sell out for what we were trying to do. And I thought the way we came out last night, came into the game just super focused and super excited to play. And I think Matt said earlier that the first game of districts is the hardest one, and they played, you know, Harper played really well on Wednesday and gave us a good wake up call and a good scare, you know, with the nerves and all that, and having already played their first game, so they were over that stuff too. But I didn't sense any of that last night for our guys. There was a lot of quiet confidence last night.
Well, we'll talk about how the district started. You started on, you had a bye in the first round. You were the number one seed coming into that district, and getting to play on Wednesday down at Go Lake, and you're playing a Harbor Creek team that did have a little, had their feet underneath them. They had played on Monday. That game against Harbor Creek is a team that you had played in the Chuck Turner Classic earlier in the season and handled pretty well. But this time around, it went into halftime tied, and in the middle of the third quarter, it was still 31-31. At the end, you went 56-36. Things got rolling there in the third quarter, and then you used that moment. And get things rolling from there, and the kids kind of got that out of their mind that maybe they're a little, it could have been a little scared that they're gonna end tonight when it comes to Wednesday night, but then once things get rolling, that confidence kind of comes together, and that's kind of what happened.
Well,
right?
And you know, the 20-point score is.
A Lake team that you also handled during the regular season, but there was going to be a lot on the line and a lot for the kids to kind of think about. And you played Gull Lake and you end up pulling away at the end. It went 82-57, a district final to win that first championship in three decades. But they kind of came at you early, but it looked like you guys were ready from the start, and a fast start for you guys was key. Is that how you saw it?
Yeah, for sure. I don't think they came at us early. I think we came at them early.
Right.
I don't think, it was 14-4 before anybody knew the game had started. And I think that was just because our kids were super focused and super confident. And, there was no jitters. It was just almost for them, it seemed like their expectation was let's go roll these guys. And I think, the only bad part about that great start was it got too easy too soon. And I think we took a little bit of a break there and let them hang around in the first half a little bit too much. Well, the second quarter, we turned the ball over too much and they got out and made some layups and, instead of being able to build on our lead, I think we kind of, just were happy to be there a little bit. And so we talked about that at halftime that, Gull Lake's not going to quit. They've got guys that are seniors that are trying to win the district just like you are. And so I think we refocused at half. And I think in the paper it said a 10-2 or 12-2 run to start the second half. And so again, once you get in those runs and you your lead goes from 10-20, everybody's a little bit more comfortable. And then the ball starts going in the basket. I think we were 9-for-13 from the 3-point line last night, which is unheard of for us. That nine is a lot for us to make, and in only 13 shots, that percentage is unreal.
Yeah, you were up 26-11, like you talked about in that second quarter, but felt like it pulled to within 41-30 at halftime. Then that 10-2 run in the third quarter. LeBron had a three-pointer, put you up 51-32 at that point on that run. And then by that time, the guys are kind of peeking over and seeing where that district championship trophy was hiding. And then and you're going to see who's going to bring it out. And that ceremony afterwards had to feel really good. Coach Ainsbury, the former coach at Lakeview, was the AD now at Lakeview. And he hands you the district championship trophy, and you get to celebrate with your team. And something that hasn't happened for you for a lot of time. So talk about that feeling and what that was like.
Yeah. Before I do that, I would be a complete loser coach if I didn't acknowledge the game Malachi Bell had last night. I mean, he was the calm in the storm for us last night. He led us in scoring. But more importantly, he was kind of the glue last night that kept us together, because it was hotly contested game. It was a little chippy out there at times. We had a couple guys lose their composure with the officials, and Malachi kind of smoothed all that stuff over. So I don't want to. He needs to get some accolades because he's had a great season for us, and he last night was kind of our leader.
So. Yeah, we chatted with Malachi last night after the game, and he really just said it all for me afterwards. That he did lead you guys in scoring with 20 points, and he talked about it afterwards and said, this.
Pretty much every day in practice. I mean, it's a love-hate relationship. I mean, we love each other, but sometimes I hate the stuff he does. And but we both acknowledge that, and that's kind of a cool relationship. So for him to, shine on the biggest stage last night was great. And then to get back to your other question with, being able to get that trophy from Ames was, he's one of my best friends in my life, and we've coached together and we've worked together forever. And that was a really special moment for me to be able to, take that trophy from him and hug him. And, we had a moment and, just the emotion of it all and everything like that. But then just to be able to do that or take that trophy from him in particular was awesome.
Lakeview gets to celebrate this weekend, and then they move ahead. They're going to play in the regional semifinal on Tuesday. That game will be at Kalamazoo Central. You're going to play to a Portage Central team that's 20-3. You lost a close game to Portage Central in smack play early in the year. That was really early in the year, and Portage Central put together a really nice season after that themselves. It was 79-74 when you played them in December. Portage Central has been a tough matchup for you guys over the years, and but just it's a team that you see a lot of. So there's no mystery to that. So you think that might be a good thing for the Spartans as they go into regional semifinals?
Absolutely. I think both games, we played Portage twice this year, and both games were really close. And I think our kids feel like they should have won both games, and it's easy to say that, but, a play here and a play there and a bounce here and a bounce there, obviously you could have won maybe, but so I think they're excited for the chance to prove that, we can win against them, but they're a really good team. Obviously you see the records, 20-3. They've beaten pretty much everybody that they've come across, and I think it's going to be a great matchup. I think it's going to be exciting, and I hope a whole bunch of Lakeview people come out to Kalamazoo. I know it's not Battle Creek, but it's not too far away.
Right.
I think our kids are going to be, when they heard it was Portage Central last night, they were pretty fired up.
Portage Central beat Kalamazoo Central to win that one, another team that you're familiar with, and the kids kind of know what that means to beat Kalamazoo Central, so they have to be impressed with Portage Central, the way they're playing lately, and that'll be a good matchup on Tuesday night at Kalamazoo Central. It'll be fun for the Spartan faithful to head that way and check that out. And that means we'll be talking a little bit more basketball next week, Coach, when we come back on Coach's Corner, and hopefully it'll be a successful regional for the Spartans, and it'll be a lot of fun to talk about that.
Yeah, and just real quick, we play the second game on Tuesday. The first game's at 5:30, and then our game's scheduled for 7. So just
so plenty of time to get to McDonald's first, and then head over there and watch some basketball.
All those Lakeview people that I'm begging to come out and help us, support us, that's what time we play.
All right. We'll talk about that next week. That'll be a lot of fun. We'll be back with our next Coach of the Morning here. Or actually, we'll be back to wrap up Coach's Corner here after this short break.
On 95.3 WBCK, proudly brought to you by Lakeview Ford, where community matters. Here's Coach's Corner.
Greg Roderick of the Battle Creek Inquirer back here on Coach's Corner. We just have a short time left on Coach's Corner. Coach Durant Crum can't make it with us this morning. He had a funeral to go to. But the Battle Creek Central had some fun this week in the district themselves. Battle Creek Central won in their district opener for a team that only won two games in the regular season, or one game in the regular season, and they come out and win a district game that was big for the Bearcats to double their win total right away. And that didn't feel good for the Bearcats, and talking to Coach Crum after that game, he liked how that can maybe set some momentum going forward for them. And give all these young guys something to look forward to going forward. Valkyrie Central ended up playing Gull Lake in the district semifinal at Gull Lake. The Bearcats were without their leading scorer, Josh Harris, in that game. And they had struggled to stay up with Gull Lake and their pressure because of that. And that game kind of got away from them. But the Bearcats did, get to the district semifinals. They have a young team with only that only had one senior that was returning with any playing experience coming into this year. They have a really young team going forward. A lot of guys got some playing time that they can kind of use that over the summer to kind of get things going in the right direction. And that could give the Bearcats something to do this summer and maybe get things rolling a little bit more next year after the one win regular season this year and the two wins total with the one victory coming in the districts. The looking forward to this regional week. As we talked before, we have Penfield and Lakeview moving forward. That gives us a lot to think about going forward and some excitement in high school basketball here in the area. We have Lakeview getting a rematch with Portage Central. And they have, which should be a tough matchup for them, that they've played them. They played them twice. It'll be a third time. Portage Central's beaten Lakeview twice, but as we've seen earlier in our conversations, it's tough to beat a team three times, and Portage Central has that challenge out of them. Penfield moves forward, and they get to play in a regional semifinal, take a little bit of a trip, and they're playing on the road. They'll see Onstad, a 19-5 team. They'll play at Adrian High School on Tuesday themselves. This time of year, whenever you get the regionals, you're going to be playing some good teams. So Penfield playing a 19-win team and Lakeview playing a 20-win team in Portage Central means a challenge for them. But local fans will have some good basketball to look forward to as we head that way. And it'd be a lot to get excited about for the local high school fans. And a lot for us to talk about on Coach's Corner next week as we return for one last time. We'll give the coaches a chance to say their thank yous to everyone that helps them run the program. We'll talk about a couple of regional games. And if we get real lucky, we'll be talking about a couple of teams moving on from there. This has been Bill Broderick of the Battle Creek Choir, signing off on Coach's Corner on WBCK 95.3 FM. See you later, everybody. We'll see you next week, one final time.